at 560 The Joe WQ.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Omar, good morning. What did you think of last night's game, Joe Burrow? The almost ours, Joe Burrow.
It was phenomenal. It was a great game. LSU is a great team. I was watching Get Up this morning discuss whether they were better than 2000 Hurricanes. Interesting conversation. I would agree with them that they're not better than the 2000 Hurricanes, but they're a phenomenal team. I'm happy for Ed Orgeron. I'm happy for that team. Joe Burrow is a bad man. The Bengals are a lucky team for tanking. And hopefully we can figure this quarterback situation out down here in Miami.
I sure hope so, man. I hope you're right. Hey, speaking of the coaching staff and Coach Flores, I was really surprised to see him get rid of his offensive coordinator, but I'm really surprised that Coach Graham is now going to be with the Giants. Did that one surprise you?
No, and in fact, I was quite thankful for it because I thought he did a worse job than Chad O'Shea, and I didn't understand why he wasn't let go. If Chad O'Shea's performance was unacceptable, then Patrick Graham's performance should have definitely been unacceptable. I'm happy for him that he gets another opportunity. Maybe when he has more talent, he can be a better play caller, but from the start of the season, and this is what fans have to understand, and I understand that they're not trying to be insightful. He never had an answer for anything. And in terms of, you know, beginning the year, oh, how are we going to set the edge? You know, I was obsessed about how they're going to set the edge, how they're going to stop the run. They had no plan. They had no concept. They had no idea. And that this is before they even got rid of some of the talent. They just didn't have an answer for anything on defense. And I get it. Personnel was not great. But even with personnel that was lacking, I thought they performed poorly.
Well, you got to start with lack of talent. There were no pass rushers, which I think we all agree on that part. And
oh, no doubt.
A banged up secondary. The first game was just unacceptable, keeping him in the pocket and nobody deep, and that was a disaster. But
yeah. You
know what's amazing about this whole thing is those guys are really close. And he obviously, when he allowed him to go ahead and go with Judge, told you everything.
All of them were very close. Chad O'Shea was very close. Patrick Graham was very close to him. And, you know, it makes me, you know, it makes me a little concerned because, you know, they say don't work with your friends. You know, don't. And I get it. The business of the NFL and sports, that's all they do is they hire their friends. But, you know, they were sold as very, very close. Everybody was very close. And look, everybody's gone. Everybody took the opportunity to get out of here when they had the opportunity to. And maybe they have better contracts or better situations. But, you know, knowing Steve Ross has never been shy about spending money on anything, including the coaching staff. So if it was an opportunity of, hey, give him more money, give him more years, I'm sure that could have been addressed. But now it makes me wonder, like, you know, and I know the Dolphin fan will be upset about me asking this question, but are people uninterested in working for Miami or uninterested in working for Brian Flores? Like, you have to raise that question considering the exodus that you're seeing.
See, I don't think he wanted Graham. He didn't want him back because you're right. He could have said, no, we're not going to allow you to let him go to the Giants, not for the same job. So he went, yeah, go ahead. Go. Like, there had to be a backup.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Which is
weird.
No,
I totally agree with you. And here's the thing that I cannot speak to because I'm not in these meeting rooms. I'm not in the coach's booth when they're calling plays. Maybe he knew who was really holding this team up. You know, like, for instance, I will tell you, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick and his two-man game with Devontae Parker, maybe that was holding up the offense and not necessarily the play calling. Maybe he didn't feel like the quarterback development was as good as it could have and should have been, which is why we probably see the Chan Gailey addition. You know, and Chan Gailey brings his own quarterback coach in Robbie Brown. You know, and I have to trust that Brian Flores knows better about the situation than everybody else, which is why I'm fine with him making the changes that he's making, because ultimately I will hold him accountable for the wins and losses and hold him accountable for his staff's performance. But I have to agree with him that, hey, these guys were nothing special. I could do and should do better, because I totally agree with that. Personnel or not, I agree that they could and should do better. There's no reason that they were set a franchise low in rushing yards. There's no reason that they were the fourth worst team in opposing passer rating, quarterback passer rating. There's no reason that they performed as badly as they did, even with the personnel that they had on defense.
Omar, this was the worst talent in the history of the Miami Dolphins. Like, you keep talking about those stats. No. Come on, Omar. Come on, man. That no pass rush, nobody to cover. We're picking guys up and we're making them cover the same week. And you keep throwing up those stats.
Picking guys up and making them start the next week. But no matter what you're handed, you should have competent play calling. Could we at least agree with that? Or are we just saying, oh, the talent was so bad? Like, you had competent enough play calling to get 5 wins. You performed so well against the Eagles. You performed so well against the New England Patriots. Are we just supposed to say this is just aberration? This is just luck? No, I'm sorry. Play calling and coaching was a factor in why you looked as bad as you looked, especially early. Now, later in the season, maybe it was a contributor for why you started to do better and win 5 of 9 games. But it still wasn't good enough for me. The run game, I mean, they got to the point where they just abandoned the run game. When is that ever acceptable? When is that? Shadow Shea was just like, you know what, we can't run. I'm going to stop trying to run. And that was a reality check for me. And yeah, it's a personnel issue, but I'm sorry, like, for a coaching staff to say, okay, we quit. We give up. Like, that's never acceptable.
I don't see how you think they gave up. Hell, they were winning more games than after those first 4 or 5 games. They played a lot better. No, they were competitive.
To run the ball. To run the ball. They gave up on the running game.
Well, three and four were gone. Our top three guys were gone or injured or traded or cut or released.
I mean, you're one. The guy who started the season shouldn't have been the starter to begin with. That's a coaching decision, isn't it, Joe?
No, I mean, if you don't like who started the season and which guy was one and which guy was two in the rotation, Omar, you sure got this lopsided, but you constantly make this coaching staff out to be really bad, and I'm thinking nobody, including I'm guessing ownership, thought they're going to be this good and win this many games. Plus, they just flat out play better at the end of the year, no matter what it is, what lack of running game
they
or whatever.
Did play better.
Yeah, that's all.
They did play better at the end of the year, but could they rush the passer? No. Could they pressure the quarterback? Could they stop the run? The only thing they could really do effectively was cover the tight end. And that, props to them for moving Eric Rowe. That's a good coaching decision. But, like, if that was the case, why didn't you have Eric Rowe serve in that role and maybe have Minka Fitzpatrick play free safety and maybe Minka would still be on this team? Like, let's not act like coaching is just so much above all the issues that they had. Look at the turnover on this staff. Clearly, Brian Flores felt like coaching was an issue. Am I wrong?
No, I'm guessing he wasn't happy with certain things that these two guys would still be here. I do agree with that. But I
feel like I'm the only person who actually agrees with Brian Flores and says, hey, the standard should be higher than what we've delivered. Like, everybody's like, oh, 5 wins, 5 of 9 wins. Oh, this is great. Oh, it was a crappy season. Like, crappy in every aspect. Like, don't celebrate the fact that you claimed 12 guys off people's practice squads and started them. Like, that's not nothing to cheer about. Like, if you weren't trying to be this bad to go get Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa, you just sucked in every level of your job responsibility.
Must have done something right, because they damn near, with that roster, won 2 or 3 more games.
You're right. But it's 7-9. The goal, Joe. It's
no, 7-9 but I hope we.
We got rid of three coaches for 7-9.
That was one of the worst rosters I've ever seen.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm
in those areas that you talked about, offensive line, pass rushers, lack of cover guy. We're playing guys that have been cut by other teams that needed defensive backs to cover. Anyway.
Yeah. No, you're right. But you built the whole team with no pass rushing. No plan for pass rushing. No plan for edge setting. No plan. Where was the plan, Joe?
No, I agree with that to start. That thing was built when you looked at it, said either you got some creative blitzes coming up every game or we aren't going to have a pass rush.
Yeah, where were these creative blitzes?
And we didn't have a pass rush.
We had all these creative blitzes about this exotic package, this tactical-based package. Where the hell were the blitzes, Joe? Jerome Baker, everybody swore he was going to have, like, what, a double-digit sacks this year? Where the sacks, Joe?
They didn't have it.
They didn't have it because, you know why? The defensive coordinator ain't that good at his job.
They didn't have that many talented guys. You still got to have guys that can get there.
Well, we're sitting up praising Vince Beagle for being, you know, super talented and all these, you know, Taco Charlton. I mean, every fundamental part. The roster was built poorly. The coaches performed poorly.
On purpose.
The players performed poorly.
Yeah. All right.
Which one are you putting on purpose?
Oh, I just think this roster was set up to play really hard with limited talent, to put it nicely.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Well, it would have been nice. If you
coach it up. See what you can get out of this group, coach. It's not much, but go for it. You got a handful of core guys that will be back. Work around them. See what you can do. Anyway, we got to run there, Omar. Thank you, man.
All right.
We'll have to continue this another time.